For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, you guys ready to start the show?
Yeah.
Let's do
it. This is the way we start every single morning with the nation's song. We play the Star Spangled Banner. Of course, we have some dedications, though, because we can't just play the song, man. Let's play it to some of you individuals out there who are busting your ass, working hard. Mm-hmm. You deserve a little credit. You deserve a little glory. So this morning,
it is National Fishing Day, so to all of our fishermen, our fisherwomen who are out there on our waters, also there's so many of you that do a lot of the, I don't want to call it maintenance, what's it called, Obi, when they monitor the fish, they put fish in certain ponds.
Oh yeah, I don't know what that's called, but it is a process, and do you know that they take prods, they take metal prods in our lakes, and they shove the metal prods down into the water. They electrify the water.
Whoa,
so this
really?
Way they stun the fish. The fish come up. These biologists then can study the fish. The fish are only kind of stunned. And then once they're put back in the water, they're like,
wow.
And they go back into the water and they know the size. They know the health of our bass, a lot of our different fish out there.
They do this every year? This just happens a lot?
I don't know if it happens to the same group of fish all the time.
Yeah. But they do this so that we can enjoy...
These fish are a little special.
Fishing. You know, like they do that for our enjoyment.
They do. So this way they can monitor the health of these fish because Lord knows we want the fish to be healthy, mm-hmm. but also for our people who are fishing to eat these fish, you want the fish to be healthy as well. So.
Absolutely.
Remember, teach a man to fish. A lead for a lifetime, right?
That's right.
Yeah, that's true.
Do it up.
I like that. Okay, this morning, the national anthem out to y'all.
K92.3.
Doing the right thing.
Bringing all the positivity to the start of your morning with doing the right thing.
Oh, boy. I know parents probably been through this a time or two. Usually, it's always the going up the stairs, the banisters. A lot of kids get their head stuck there. It would have been way better if it got stuck there for this mom. A mom named Erin Chapel took her 3-year-old shopping at a retail store when she had no idea they walked into Michael's and would have to call the firefighters and EMS to leave there because her son, again, 3-year-old Donald, got himself stuck in a giant pineapple.
What?
You see these all the time. They're propped up. They're supposed to be like decorative pieces in a house. Well, he managed to get himself inside, and she had an impossible time finding him. Of course, a mom of 2024 took out her phone to film it and to post online, but talking about this scary moment.
I was just going to take a picture to send to my mom and to post on Facebook because I thought he was just being Donnie and he had just got inside. But after I took the picture and I started the video, I started to go ahead and take him out. The top half of him would come out, but that's it.
Oh, man.
Poor buddy. I could only imagine, too, like mom in the moment thinks it's kind of funny and then realizes like, oh, he's stuck. And then starts the whole, you know, panicking and trying to keep also her son calm while he's in there.
Well, and there's multiple stages that you go through as a parent, right? Is that, A, there's the realization, right? That you're like, oh, crap.
Okay,
so this is for real. B, can I handle this without causing a scene, right? And getting other people involved. And then once you have to do that, like, I bet you're looking for everything, all sorts of Vaseline. Can we get him out with Vaseline?
That's what it was.
Yeah.
It took over an hour from the time he got stuck in there till he actually got out. She went to customer service. They called, of course, the firefighters EMS. 2 fire trucks, also an EMT truck, everything came out. And
I mean,
it took
2
10
fire
people.
Trucks, guys. Come on, guys.
It could have been a slow day. Okay.
Well, I mean, actually, here is what happens with the fire trucks. Is that the minute you call, they are several dispatched. So this way, the first one that gets there is the first one that handles things.
And that's what it took. Yeah. So 1 hour later, 10 emergency personnel were able to get him freed. So that 3-year-old's going to have a heck of a story to tell.
Oh, man. And at 3 years old, I think about my baby Oliver. He's 3 years old, and you know, in the beginning, it's all cute. But once the firefighters arrive and everything like that, I bet you he was panicking.
Aww. Super, super crazy. And I also imagine he's probably never going to eat a pineapple again. Just putting it out there. So for those heroes stepping up, helping Erin Chapel and her 3-year-old son get out of that pineapple, that today is doing the right thing.
Doing the right thing. Brought to you by
Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors. For more, rbafla.com.
Doing the right thing.
on K92.3.
Cody Johnson on the station that would love to bless you with $1,000. You're going to win a grand today. That is, of course, if you're wicked smart with Chloe's questions coming up with the $1,000 minute. There's often times where Slater and I are begging Chloe to make it easier on the people that we love.
So you're just putting it on me,
this
right?
Is our
that
community.
If they don't get hooked up with $1,000, it's my fault.
Obi and I would gladly pay $1,000 every single day.
Y'all, I got questions like, you take blue and green, and what color does that make? Those are my kind of questions.
Is it purple?
It is purple.
I knew it.
I see. All right, that's coming up at 7:10.
Y'all, I'm sweating just even thinking about having this conversation because I avoided my grandma last night. I did not call her. I call her every night before bed because she so graciously was up here a couple weeks ago, purchased me a beautiful new comforter, a new duvet. I got these gorgeous pillows.
Wow, grandma.
So, so sweet. Well, last night...
Hold on. Pottery Barn Suite.
Yes. No Pottery Barn way. Suite.
So, that puts it in a different category, y'all.
Yes. So my grandma, I mean, really, like, went above and beyond for me. It was so, so gracious of her. Well, last night, over the last couple days, I've been letting Millie, I put a big blanket down on the edge of my bed, and I've been letting her for about 15 to 20 minutes. We wind down before bed. She sits on that spot. I read my book and then put her in her crate for the night. Well, last night, she was hanging out. She jumped off the bed and walked into her crate, which she doesn't ever want to just lay in there. So I'm like, something's funky. At the beginning, I looked at her. I'm like, good girl, I'm so proud of you. You go to sleep.
Taking
you're
yourself
tired.
To sleep?
Yeah, right. And I like lean over the edge of my bed and I just feel a puddle all over my chest. And I'm like, and she looks at me like, oh, I did something. That's why I'm in here. Well, I sit back up and there is a puddle of pee everywhere. I mean, literally, like, this pee was all over the place. It seeped through not only just the brand new duvet, like the cover, it got through the blanket.
It sounds like a pond of pee. It wasn't a puddle of pee. It was a pond of pee.
It was a pond of pee. I could have swam in the pee.
Oh my God.
I'm not exaggerating. That is how much. Yeah. And I just taken her out 20 minutes before.
It's funny because sometimes you do look at an animal and you're like, how did you create all this?
That's exactly what I was thinking. And I ripped all the sheets off, everything, got everything in the wash, but this poor duvet, not the cover, the cover's in the wash, but the brand new duvet that my grandma bought, it was not inexpensive. It's got a humongous pee stain on it, and it was sopping wet last
Maybe
night.
Maybe you can't even tell. What color is it?
It's white.
Okay, well, it's yellow.
You could smell.
It's yellow
now. You could smell it.
Right.
You can smell it. And so I just put vinegar on it and just plopped it down in the living room because I'm like, I got to get to bed. You know, the ticking time clock of, like, the longer I stay up, the later. It gets so.
And vinegar's got a pleasant smell.
Oh, that's a delicious smell. So Millie's still laying in her crate. I go back to bed. I fall asleep and I lean over to grab my pillow at 1:30 in the morning and I get a whiff of pee on the pillow.
So
shot
you
up
messed it out.
Instantly. And I guess what had happened was she had like laid in the pee for a few minutes and then got up and came and tried to be, oh, nice, nice, and cuddle to me. And so now the pee is all over the brand new pillows. I am in so much trouble. So much trouble. And okay. it's not just the pillow cover. Like, yeah, there's pee there, but it's actual like pillows.
Mm.
And the smell of urine, it's so, you know, it's so strong.
Yeah, and I don't know if you're going to be able to get the pee out of the actual
pillow.
No. Once it hits the pillow,
right.
Like it gets into the feathers or the cotton, whatever kind of pillow you have.
Cool. And you know, it was strong enough to wake me up when I rolled over and whoop, right into the nostrils.
Well, you can always do. Well, my uncle taught me this trick, okay? If you get something, you find yourself in a situation like this, it was probably too long ago. You can't really return it back there.
No, I would never do that.
You don't have like
the
plastic bag. Of course not. So you buy another one. And then you return that one by
you
putting
do the old swap-a-roo.
That is horrible.
People
I would
do
never,
that.
Ever do just, that. Just, are you kidding me?
Just say it's not quite to your liking, and they won't ask any other questions at Pottery Barn.
I can't even believe that you recommended that.
How about this? Bleach. You can always bleach that pillow inside and out. It'll be so fresh and so clean.
There, I could.
You know, I had a walker hound. You know, I used to hunt with this walker hound, and it was just a puppy. And I was so excited because I got it to scent train. So this way it would be able to get deer.
Sure.
But the one problem that it had is the 3 months out of the year where it would hunt, great dog. The rest of the year when I would have to go from point A to point B, it would take a dump in my truck.
Would it really?
Every time. And there's, I mean, oh my God, after the third or fourth time, you're like, I'm done with this dog.
You're like,
I'm done with it, or we're never traveling again.
They call these man's best friend. right?
They are. But poor Millie, I'm talking to her last night. She's sitting there, her ears are back. She's like, I'm in so much trouble. I'm like, you are such a bad girl. We do not do that. We don't pee-pee in mommy's bed. So she knew she was wrong, but now I got a hot mess at home I have to take care of today. So we'll figure it out.
Okay, yeah. Well, tell Grandma that
I love you, Grandma. I'm so sorry. Maybe we're going to fix it.
Dry cleaning bill, Grandma, please?
Yeah.
That's going to cost a small fortune.
Unless she's blowing up your phone right now, Chloe. Good luck.
Oh, she is. But one of the biggest female artists in country's home caught on fire. That scary moment. What happened? The All Access is in 6 minutes.
K92.3. From backstage to the front page, it's All Access.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. One of our country artist homes caught on fire. We'll get to that scary moment in 2 minutes. But first, congratulations, Slater. Congratulations to you, Boston Celtics fans. They are officially the 2024 NBA champions. Man. Huge win last night against the Mavs. That final score was 106-88. And this is their 18th NBA title, making history.
The most real championships. Because a lot of people say, oh, the Lakers won in 2020 when they had that bubble year, right? That doesn't really count. NBA looks at that and goes, you know what? That's a wash forever thing.
Nobody remembers the pandemic
years. Even though that happened here, that happened here in City Beautiful. Because, remember, Disney bubbled it up.
We all lost a year and a half of our lives.
Yeah.
So, congratulations, Slater. I'm very happy for you, Chloe.
I did nothing. I did absolutely nothing to help them.
You're rooting.
And it was back in 1980. Dolly Parton, Lily Tomlin, Jane Fonda, they starred in the classic movie 9 to 5. Well, there aren't a ton of details yet, but it looks like Jennifer Aniston asked Dolly for her blessing on producing a reboot of the movie. Here's what Dolly had to say about it.
They might look us up now that we're older and whatever positions we're holding, the characters that we played, and that we might be in it there. And I'm certainly hoping they'll use my song. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living.
You know what's funny is that Dolly did that interview in front of a bunch of people, and as soon as she started to sing that, the song kept going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I had to clip it there. But everybody just kept singing. Like,
I love it.
That's the power of Dolly. And you know what? If Dolly says she wants to be in this 9 to 5 reboot, guess who's going to be in the reboot?
She'll be in it.
They'll slip her in there.
Well, and it's a 1980s film. So I'm thinking, like, how fun would it be if this movie were to come out and you take your kiddos to it and you're like, oh my gosh, this is what I watched when I was growing up, and to have that bond with your kids.
And they're going
to
be like, wow, the old one's really old. Really old, Mom.
Hold on. This is actually really good because what Dolly said is that people will go back and research them. Mm-hmm. Dolly still is relevant today with all her products that she's
selling. Absolutely. Yeah.
So she wants to sell that stuff.
Yes. And lastly, we are just sending all of our love and prayers to Carrie Underwood and her family. On Sunday night, fire crews were called to her home after a fire was started in the garage. It looks like by her side-by-side. First responders said that they had a 10,000-gallon water tank, that was the reason they were able to get that fire out and really just keep it in that contained area because of it. Put out the fire, the animals, the boys, both Carrie, her hubby, everyone was safe. Primary residence was okay, but just a really scary moment happened, you know, later at night.
Yeah, you know, I think about the amount of things that are plugged up in my garage. Okay, so just forget just the garage. Mm-hmm. Plugged up in the house, period. Things that are sitting there charging, things that, I mean,
absolutely.
You don't know when that battery's about to whatever product that is that
you have. So it was a side-by-side, so like an ATV thing. Wow.
Yeah.
Those are brutal. Drive. When I was 9, I almost lost my leg to an ATV.
They're big.
That's one for another day, but it was like I had to have a guy lift it off of me or my leg was going to be clear cut off.
Wow.
They're brutal.
They are. So just happy to know that everyone is okay. And you know what? We can rebuild. We can get a new ATV. We can do all those things. So you can see all these stories up online. K92.3Orlando.com. We have $1,000 Minute at 7:10. If you want to sign up to play, you can right now on the K92.3 app, and we'll give you a call now. Next.
Toby, Chloe, and Slater's $1,000 Minute. K92.3.
So we're talking to Monica over in Orlando. What's up, Monica?
Hi, on my way to work.
All right, so we're to understand, Monica, you are a big fan of the beaches. You're a big fan of the theme parks.
Yes.
Okay, so $1,000 can go a long way with your lifestyle.
Heck yeah.
Okay, let's make it happen then.
All right, Miss Monica, 10 questions here, 60 seconds up on the clock. Are you ready?
think so.
All right. Okay. And since you're in your car on the way to work, there's nobody else around you. So best of luck. Just listen to what Chloe says. You don't know it. Definitely say pass. So that way, maybe you'll know the next one. Okay.
All right. Here we go. Obi, you ready?
I am.
With question number one, "I'm Your Baby Tonight" was a hit song and album from what female singer? What is the name of the Major League Baseball team that plays in Seattle?
Pass.
Heathrow is an international airport in what city?
Lake Mary.
What movie had the famous tagline, "You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll hurl"?
Pass.
What is the world's most popular, most used search engine?
Google.
What character did William Shatner play on the original TV series of Star Trek?
Pass.
True or false? Decidophobia is the fear of making decisions.
True.
Which video game released in 2004 allows players to control a character named Nico in Liberty City?
Pass.
What is the first vowel in the word chocolate? A-E-I-O-U.
Oh.
That's your time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right. So $1,000 is not going to you. Here's what we learned. "I'm Your Baby Tonight." Whitney Houston sang that. The Mariners are the team in Seattle that play in the Major League Baseball. Wayne's World back in 1992. "You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll hurt." That was super tough.
You said that a lot better than I did.
Yeah, well, barely. James T. Kirk, also known as Captain Kirk, was who William Shatner played in Star Trek and Liberty City. You remember that? Nico Bellic? Grand Theft Auto 4. He was the big star of that. But no worries at all. You got the consolation prize seeing Brett Young live at Cocoa Riverfront Park regardless.
Hey, look at that, Monica. You're going to hang out on the beach, your happy place.
Heck yeah. I've been wanting to get those tickets.
That's awesome.
The $1,000 Minute.
Let's see how you do. Join up on the K92.3 app to play.
Oh, it's always so fun just putting your trivia knowledge to the test. Now up next, we're trying to help Kyle, about to blow a gasket over a guy his fiance wants in their wedding. That panic button in 6 minutes.
K92.3. Time to hit the panic button with Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Man, we've been lucky enough to be talking to Kyle over in College Park. If you don't mind, Kyle, what's the scenario going on with your wedding? That should be a happy day.
Yeah, it should be a really happy day. I'm just a little stressed out because my wife, she's this really good friend. A thing about him, he's really nice. He just happens to be gay. I like him. He's a good guy. But my wife wants him to be on her side, like a bridesmaid.
Oh, at the wedding?
Yeah. It's our wedding.
I've heard of this before. It's not uncommon.
Hold on, wait. What are we talking about?
I've never experienced this.
He's going to be a bridesmaid or like a maid of honor?
He's a male bridesmaid.
No. He's a dude, and he's going to be on the side with all the rest of the women with my wife.
So a bride's man.
Yeah, exactly.
That is it.
Okay, so now I'm getting the picture. Okay, so wait a minute. So why can't you have him on your side?
Well, because it's her friend, Obi.
I got all my guys already. I picked all of them out. Those are my best friends and my brother.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So is your issue just the gender or how it's going to look?
Yeah, I just think, it's not traditional, and it's just, I don't know, it's just going to cause so many questions and everything. I really like him. I don't want to, say he can't be there. I just don't know what to do or how to bring it up with my wife.
Brian, I don't know if you can let this happen, dude, because I think all your guests, they're not even going to focus on you two sitting there in front of the pastor. They're going to be focusing on, why does this wedding party look so unique?
Okay. Really?
So how about this? What's his friend's name?
His name's Rico.
Okay, so why not, and this might be out there, hey, don't cancel me. What if Rico, just so it looks the same, wears a dress? So that way, the dresses are on the right when you're looking at it, and the suits are on the left.
No.
Hey, if he's into that.
My whole thing is, too, if she's been very close friends for all these years, right, it's not like it would be odd that he's in the wedding. So family and friends, to them, it's not like they're going to be shocked by
it. Yeah, but his family.
Yeah, but I have my side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His family hasn't been around at all.
My side of the family's the issue.
Rico might as well be, you know, friggin' it's he's in man's land.
All right, well, and we get it. You have no problem with the fact that he's gay. It just looks, it makes the whole wedding party look a little unbalanced. So why don't we try to get you some calls here?
Sounds good. Thanks.
Thanks, Kyle.
Join the conversation. 844-254-9232. 844-254-9232.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater. Jenna, you just heard Kyle freaking out about that dude who's going to be on the bride's side of the wedding party. What do you think?
I don't think this is as uncommon as you guys think. Like, this is the new norm.
This is it, okay. Right?
Wow. Okay, Jenna, hold on for us and give us 6 minutes because we want to hear what you have to say.
Well, okay.
K92.3. The panic button.
Join the conversation.
With Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Yeah, we got Kyle hitting the panic button today, getting ready for his big day getting married, but his wife-to-be is demanding that her gay best friend be on her side, and he's like, it's nothing to do with what gender he likes, but it's going to be all girls and a guy on one side. He's got a problem with it, and Jenna, you have a solution?
Hey, I don't see a problem. Like, it's 2024, like, it's the new thing. Like, gay people are more welcomed, at least in my eyes, and I just don't see the big deal.
Well, and now, hold on. I want to be very sure that we're, you know, talking about the right thing, because he doesn't have a problem with this person being gay. He has a problem with a guy being on the wife's side of bridesmaids.
Yeah, but I don't know why he's so upset. Like, it's fine. Like, people do this all the time. Like, I've seen it online.
And why not do this, okay? So instead of having this, there be sides, because I know, you know how it used to be in the audience where if you were for the bride, you'd be on one side?
Mm-hmm.
And so why not switch it up and actually match them up? So that way it's guy, girl, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And see how that goes. So if he has to add another or she has to add another, you know,
okay,
to even it out,
I'm following
then you
it.
Do.
Honestly, like, they could compromise, like the way you're saying, like they could kind of come up with something, like they're getting married. Like, it shouldn't be such like a big hassle to do. And it's his wife's best friend.
Mm-hmm. Right. Or have all the girls cut their hair just as short as Rico. So that way it just looks like there's guys
Slater
on both sides.
Oh my goodness.
All right. We appreciate you, Jenna. Thank you for calling up.
Yeah, thank you.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232. Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Obi, Chloe, Slater. This is K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. Give it up for Carly Pierce there. Going to be one of our headliners for the K92.3 All-Star Jam August 18th. I cannot wait for her to perform that song. I wonder if maybe like Jordan Davis does the other half that Chris Stapleton's doing.
Oh,
could,
there you go.
You never know.
Carly and Lee got songs together as well, so it's going to be really fun to see there. Again, tickets, K923Orlando.com. And today's panic button, in 2024, a lot of people are feeling different than maybe they would in 1996 with this. And that's what Kyle's dealing with. He's getting married. The beautiful bride-to-be, best friend, is a guy. That guy wants to be in the bridal party. She wants him in there next to the bunch of girls. And Kyle knows that his family is not going to understand what the heck's going on.
Which I think you still have a good portion of people who are traditionalists, right? Just you're used to seeing a bridal party on one side, mm-hmm. bridal party on the other side, and it just being uniformed.
Now, I will say I've been to a lot of weddings over the last year. This is not something that's uncommon.
Right.
I'm starting to see more and more of it.
Right. All right, nevertheless, trying to help Kyle out. Good morning.
Yes, this is Julia from Houston.
Hi,
Julia. Right.
Okay, Julia, you just heard our guy going through that issue with the bride's dude. What do you think? What do you think he should do?
I think that this is 2024, and he needs to get over himself.
Okay, so you like the mix.
Yeah, it's really common.
Let's do this, though, okay? Because he said in there, it's honestly not even him as much as is already his family that he knows are like that. So what would you say to those people? That they don't have to go to the wedding if they don't want to accept it?
It's not about him. It's about the bride and groom. So
100%.
If they can't support them, then yeah, don't come. It's her friend. It's her really good friend. And if she wants him to stand up for her on their special day, then she should get what she wants. She's the bride.
Yep. Okay.
I have a feeling Uncle Earl ain't going to like what you just said.
Uncle Earl. Well, you heard what the Dixie Chicks did to Uncle Earl, right?
Oh, it did not turn out good.
All right. Thank you for chiming in.
Thank you.
All right. We got Jennifer Sorrento on. So, Jennifer, what do you think the groom should do? It's the bride that wants the guy on her side. What do you think he should do?
I think he should grow up, actually.
Okay, so you're
There's
okay with the mix.
Many people who, oh, yeah, absolutely.
And could you imagine her having to go to her friend and say, sorry, my husband doesn't want you standing up on my side
oh,
at the wedding?
It. Oh, that's
like,
awkward.
That
She's
is
not going to
do
that.
That'll be a full-on fight.
I would tell him, no, we're not doing that. He's going to be in the wedding party, and you can just deal with it.
Here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking Kyle knows for sure that she would choose him, meaning not Kyle, her friend Rico. She would choose Rico over Kyle, so that's why he doesn't want to bring it up. So he's trying to see how many people are on his side, and nobody is.
Nobody's going to be on his side because that's ridiculous.
All right. Okay, thank you for your opinion. K923, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, so who is this? Where are you from?
Nicoletta from Winter Garden.
All right, Nicoletta. So what do you think? You have any advice for this couple?
So I'm getting married in February, and I also have a male in my bridal party.
Okay.
He's going to be my man of honor. So
Your stan of honor?
Man of honor.
Your man of honor.
Yes.
Okay, so how did that conversation go with your husband? Future husband.
He's cool with it. He's really good friends with him as well. You know, the three of us go out to eat every day and do things together. So it wasn't really a problem at all for him. I have seen where girls do their bridesmaids dresses and they try to match the suit of the man in a similar color so it doesn't stand out as much.
What are you doing?
That could be an option. I'm going to match him with the groomsmen, but everybody's going to walk down by themselves. They're not going to couple up like the traditional sense.
Yeah, and that's kind of cool, too. So, I mean, that's the tradition that I'm used to is people being paired up, and then they walk down the aisle together. They walk down the aisle after the ceremony's done.
Right. And, maybe that was something that Kyle didn't even think about. He would have even more probably issue if they did have to get coupled up, right?
The weddings that I've hosted, the reception, when you introduce the bridal party, they come in as couples oftentimes.
Yeah, so we're going to have everybody come in all at once. They call it like a bridal bomb.
Yeah.
A bridal bomb.
Everybody I love
comes
that.
In all at once and they introduce everybody's name. So
brilliant. Okay.
Honestly, it's your day. Like, you have to do whatever you guys want because I get so many questions. What are you doing? Why are you doing it this way? And it's your day. It's your wedding. It's your marriage. So you just have to do what you guys want to do.
Love it. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for that.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
We're grateful for you.
Man, that's so nice.
So sweet.
All right. Okay. So please continue with your calls, especially those of you who you've experienced these weddings. You've done weddings where this has happened. So this way we can help our dude Kyle out, ease his worries a little bit.
We want it to be a good bridal bomb and not the way he's thinking it's going to be.
We don't want that. No. We need a happy bride. But one of the biggest female artists in country's home caught on fire. That scary moment. What happened? That all access is in 6 minutes.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
Talking to Longwood's Alan. And Alan, you said you guys, what'd you do? You did a coffee date or a dinner date?
It was a dinner date, but I did order coffee.
Okay. So why are you making this call?
Well, you know, I don't often get like a real feeling, you know, like a sure thing vibe. Not to get granular, but she was kind of touchy feely, and I don't know. I felt like
she was touchy feely.
Yes.
And you weren't ready for that, I'm assuming, right? Like, you didn't engage back in the touchy feely.
I mean, well, it started with like a hug, you know, like polite thing, and I embraced her. Later on, she hugged me again. Touched my shoulder, like it felt. I don't know. I was into it.
Was she wasn't hammered, right?
No, I don't think.
Hey, fair question.
You know, you never really know on a date that starts like that.
I do want to go off of what Chloe was saying. Is if you didn't reciprocate, then maybe that's why she's not calling you back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess that could be it. I felt like I gave what I got, you know? It didn't go any further or any less.
It seems weird, right? I understand, like, the hug hello, especially if you guys were hitting it off and personality-wise, even before you went on that date, there seemed like there was something. So maybe she felt like she had to give that to you.
Well, thank you for giving us Lois' number. We're going to go ahead and we're going to try to give her a call right now and see if we can get to the bottom of this, right?
Yes, please.
Hello?
Yes, would love to speak to Lois, please.
This is Lois.
Hey, Lois, I don't want to scare you. It's Obi, Chloe, and Slater of K92.3. We do the morning show for the radio station.
I don't know. I don't really have time for this. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Okay, hold on, Lois. So the only reason why we're calling you is because you went on a date with a guy named Alan, and we'd love to pay for you guys to go on another date. Is all that true? The Alan part? Do you know of Alan?
Yeah, I know Alan.
So he reached out to us. I think he's incredibly excited about going out with you again.
I don't know if I can do that.
Well, and that's totally understandable. Like, we get it. If you're not into him or something happened on the date and you don't want to go back again, we get it. But we just want to know, is there anything we could share with him as to why that may be? He had mentioned that things got a little touchy-feely. And maybe you just were uncomfortable or didn't reciprocate it back.
No, I mean, I wouldn't. So it wasn't that it was like touchy-feely. It was, oh my God. All right. It was just that, so we met online and we'd been talking a little bit before we actually met in person. Mm. When we finally met in person, I was looking forward to meeting him. And we met up and we gave each other a hug, So I felt on his back when I was giving him a hug, and I could feel a lot of, like, pimples on his back.
On his back.
On his shoulder. Yeah. And it was just weird.
All over his back, or where were you feeling?
Yeah, a lot. Like, shoulders, and I for me to feel them through his shirt, like, there was a lot. And I know that sounds so shallow, and I couldn't. There were so many that I didn't believe it, and so I was like, I should check again. Like, I couldn't think of anything else while we were talking.
Oh, so that's why he thought touchy-feely, because you were feeling up all over his back.
The second time you were doubling down.
Got it. Okay.
Oh, my God.
I did, and later in the night, I just gave him another hug, and I sort of did, like, a back scratch thing, and oh, my God, I can't believe I'm telling you this. I kind of, like, scratched him a little, and one of the pimples popped, and I know it popped because he was wearing a white shirt, and when he got up to go to the bathroom, I could see it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yes.
Hey, wait a minute. Okay, so wait a minute. So that, and what? You just decided not to call him back?
Yeah. That's awful.
I'm sorry, I'm just not over the pimple popping. Oh no.
So there was it was dripping down his back, Chloe.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with pimples, but the fact that you touched it and
he's like old lady Mac with pimples on his back.
I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, and Alan is on the line.
Oh my God.
Alan, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, so the reason why we do this, Lois, is so this way we get the both of you talking and on another date.
Lois, maybe he didn't know.
You know what? It's all right. It's all right. I would have loved if this didn't happen on the radio, but I'm going to take this opportunity to stand up for every guy with back knee, okay? Aww. Because it's real. It's a thing. And, you know,
I've dealt with what? With what?
It's real.
Back knee.
It happens.
Like, back knee, like acne?
It's on your back.
Oh,
back
knee. Okay.
And I, you know, I've dealt with it since I was a kid. I wear sun shirts at the beach. You know.
So what's the deal, Lois? Because, you know, what we're trying to do here is we're trying to give you guys this $75 gift card so we can get you guys out on another date. Is that even going to happen?
I'm really sorry. I don't think so.
What?
I just feel very weird about all of this, and I'm very embarrassed, and I don't know if I could.
Well, we did not mean to make you feel embarrassed, like, at all. That was not our intention.
Right. Fair enough.
Wait a minute. She's embarrassed. He just got put his stuff on there.
Well, no, because of what she said. It's okay.
I know. I just don't want anything else popping. So why don't we just go ahead and close this?
Stop popping off.
Okay.
At least we got the both of you talking.
Yeah.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K-82-3 app.
Gonna be at the All-Star Jam, ain't that crazy?
Ain't that crazy?
August 18th, buy your tickets now.
2 months from today.
I cannot wait for Lee Bryce to sing that and to hear the whole arena sing it with him. Those are gonna be some magical moments. We hope that you're a part of that with the K923 All-Star Jam. But first up, it's time for us to get ourselves a winner.
Obie, Chloe, and Slater. Hooking it up again.
K923, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, so who's this? Where are you from?
This is Gage from Claremont.
Good to be talking to you. You said Gage?
Dave.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes,
no. Sir. Gage. I need to clean my ears out today. I don't know what's going on.
Not David,
it's
not Paige. It's Gage, but we're actually going to change that to caller number 9.
Yeah, way to go.
All right. Awesome.
Congratulations. Who are you taking to Walt Disney World with you?
My wife and my 1-year-old son.
Nice.
1-year-old son? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
May the Lord bless you guys, man. You guys are in for it. But listen, enjoy Disney, and dude, any advice, anything you need from us, man, please, let's keep in touch, all right?
All right, cool. Thank you.
Cool. Gage.
Yeah.
All right.
Pretty sweet. We'll do it again tomorrow, 8:15 after the second date update.
Okay, right, so let's get to Slater. Slater sent me a link here of some music. Hold on.
We're zenning together.
You want me to hit play now? Yeah, what is this?
Why don't you play and I'll explain. So in September, I'm turning 40 and I'm getting my numbers all checked out. And recently I was told by my doctor that my blood pressure and pulse are way too high. My average resting, which is supposed to be 40 beats per minute, it's somewhere around 80, and usually it hangs around a buck 10 if I'm just doing normal day
stuff.
Why
are you so stressed out?
What is this sad music? Like, are you gonna tell us that you're about to die?
No, because this music, I'm gonna live a really, really long time.
This is like spa music. I'm already relaxing and calming down.
So here's what I do, okay? There's so much stress out there on the roads. If right now you're in traffic.
Here we go.
I can't even look into your eyes while you say this, bro.
You're in traffic right now. Maybe the kids, you're taking them to daycare. You don't want to work. It's summertime. You want to hang with them, but you have to. Just type in relaxing music on any of your streaming services, even YouTube, okay? And listen to it.
What is happening right now?
This is the Hidden Valley mix. Not ranch. This is on YouTube.
So essentially what? You listen to this stuff so this way you can calm yourself down.
Yeah,
right,
on the way to work and the way home to work. Because
there's no way, bro. So, I couldn't do this. So, this would actually make me
enraged. What are you driving, 10 miles an hour in the right-hand lane?
Well, he does that anyway.
I have cruise control on, okay? I just get to where I get to. But I will tell you, they retested me after a month. The last month, I've been listening to this every single day. And on Saturday and Sunday for like an hour straight, I listen to it. It relaxes me. And now my resting is 20 under what it was. And also, when I'm going and moving, I'm under 100. So I am normal because of this music.
Okay, hold on. Let me fast forward. Does it ever?
No.
When does the beat drop?
The beat doesn't drop. It's spa music.
Where's the calming music? No, but the issue is because I don't pay for YouTube. If I listen to it on there, every once in a while, there's a Home Depot commercial that busts in, and that one really gets me going.
Are you stressed?
Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. There's like beats and drums.
But you know what, too? As you listen to this in the car, we got to practice it together. Everyone take a deep breath in. Let it out. Stretch our fingers. Stretch our toes.
All right. If you're stressed out,
aren't
I'm telling
relaxed?
You.
Are you relaxed? Don't you feel calm already, Obi?
Dude, I've fast forwarded an hour and 42 minutes in. This telling is you. What this is the entire time?
Non-stop. And it's fun because you don't have to worry. You can listen to this around the kids and they'll fall right to sleep.
Yeah, sure.
So that way you don't have to worry about anything. It's good. Hey, it's just words of wisdom. I'm turning 40 in September and I want to make sure I live a really long time so I can be here for the family. So try it out.
Okay.
Any stresses that you might have?
Well, we're going to go from calm music to. My grandma is going to kill me. It was nice knowing both of you. I am in a lot of trouble. My night was completely ruined yesterday.
I need this now.
Yeah, see?
I'm stressed.
It's gonna
my stress
vibe.
Levels. The puppy ruined my night, y'all.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
K92.3.
Orlando's number one for new country.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.